Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And he shall better leave home. And he shall be a good man.
Sir Elton bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Doug Campbell, the 13th best coach in the galaxy. Right? Is that the galaxy? Is that right, Doug?
I guess so. I don't know.
The galactic gurus? No. The
global gurus.
Global gurus. Yeah. The galactic gurus. Whatever.
Top 14, right?
Top 14, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the guys with of all the coaches in the Milky Way. He's right up there in the top half. So congratulations again on that.
And we were talking about if you're a small business owner and you really need to rethink or re-energize or reignite your business, you know, really make sure you do have a mentor or trusted advisor or coach that you can kind of, you know, use as a resource, test ideas.
Especially if you're stuck, Doug. I mean, if you're rocking and rolling, you're happy with how things are going, then congratulations. But there's a pretty good chance you're going to get to a point where you're stuck somehow. You might even want to wait till you get stuck, right? Just kind of, it'd probably be a pretty good preventive medicine just to talk to a coach all the time.
Yeah, I would say you can do it better, smarter, faster. And if you have good synergy with your coach and, one plus one can equal five or six or seven.
Right.
It's just a valuable, there's too much going on.
How do we pick a coach? How do we choose one to work with, including one who might not live near us? We do it virtually.
Well, I think you obviously check out their background on the web and other things and have a conversation and just obviously you should feel comfortable and feel there's good energy there, I think most people will spend some time and kind of give you their philosophy and test it. Mm-hmm. I've worked with a number of people remotely around the country, but I also like people I can meet with in person or at least Skype with, and it's really valuable. But a lot of top performers have.
How do you choose the lady or the man?
How do I choose who?
How would I choose if I were looking for someone? What criteria would I be looking for? How would I know when I'd found someone who, obviously I don't want to find somebody who's so sweet that they won't hold me accountable, right? You want to have a mix of somebody with some tough love, right?
Well, it's interesting. My first book has a whole chapter, Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Business, has a whole chapter on working with a coach and philosophy and all that stuff. But, a coach has about 30 roles to play, the way I explain it. One of them might be kicking you in the tail. One of them might be opening up new possibilities. One of them might be encouraging, supporting. So it's really someone who's going to know you well enough to know how to push you and help set your expectations and hold you accountable.
Right. How do you find someone like this, though? Where would you look to find someone?
I guess I'd do a search on the web or search terms and see what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People seem to find me. I never quite know how sometimes, but find someone that you really admire what they're doing.
Do you maybe find someone who's got a coach and ask them about their coach and maybe
sure.
And maybe, what should I expect to pay to a coach for a session? $100 an hour? $200 an hour?
Yeah, I'd say a couple hundred dollars an hour, probably plus or minus. There's some that are less, some that are more.
Yeah.
But someone who's got a lot of experience. Look for someone who's got, I've started 5 businesses, so I've been through the process and grown businesses, sold businesses.
You know what it looks like when it gets ugly, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think find someone who's kind of got the background fit that you're looking for, which if it's small business, growing small business, has been through it, worked with small business.
How often should I work with a coach? Once a month? What?
Well, the way I do is I just have a retainer, 3 to 6 month retainer, and people can contact me at any time. I'm available at any time.
Okay, but you don't have regular sessions?
Well, we tend to meet, and then we'll set up something 7 to 10 days out. But, it's also flexible, so if something comes up in the meantime, they can check in for...
Do you like the roundtable CEO type of groups? You recommend those?
Yeah, those can be helpful. Yep. I have actually an entrepreneurial group I bring together with kind of leading entrepreneurs in Connecticut here, and we meet, and you know, hear someone's business story, and then everyone shares a little bit what's going on in their business.
Right.
But
that's good for some people, but some people are a lot more private than that. They're not gregarious. They're introverts, and they don't feel comfortable in that environment. They might rather have an individual coach, personal coach.
Yeah, I think a coach that knows you extremely well and can be out looking for ideas and
right.
concepts and connecting you with people and really be an advocate for your business.
The main thing is you don't have to be alone. You don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to be in your bunker. You can get somebody to help you, and you should.
I agree completely.
Yeah. TheSuccessCoach.com, right?
THESuccessCoach.com, Doug Campbell. Yeah, thanks, Jim.
16 to 18 Solutions is the new book. He's an award-winning coach, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Great, Jim. Good to talk to you.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.